Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I do hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight, this show is for all of you parents who are getting ready for the end of the school year and for all of the paperwork and the art projects, et cetera, to come home. So tonight our guest is Telzon, and he will be sharing ways to manage the kids' artwork, with a great app, which he created. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing a few tips in my Taylor's Tip Time. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and I'll give you one guess what my app suggestion will be for this week, as well as my repurposed suggestion of the week. But before I bring on my guest, I just went out there and I found a few statistics and facts. One is it that there's more malls than schools, which that means kids have more stuff in our homes and in our lives, and 3.1% of the world's children live in America, but own 40% of the toys consumed globally. That's by UCLA. Again, 3.1% of the world's children live in America, consume 40%, but own 40% of the toys, which is why I wanted to bring on our guest, because it's near the school year, end of the school year, and kids come home with the artwork. And it's always a challenge just to keep that stuff, which is why Ophir Gu Telzon, he's the proud papa of two and Keepy. As a serial entrepreneur, Ophir has worked with several startups creating their vision as well as software and hardware solutions. Ophir lives in Palo Alto, California, and always looks for the next innovation, which will keep parents' life a little bit easier. He's going to tell us about Keepy.me. So I'm going to bring Ophir on. Good evening, Ophir.
Good evening, Janet.
And I thank you so much for joining us this weekend, this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be on the show and talk to other parents.
So my first question to you is, what made you create the app Keepy.me?
That's a great question. I'm originally from Israel, and about 6 years ago, I moved with my family to New York City after selling my previous company. And when we moved to New York, my older son was back then 5 years old, and we started to go to kindergarten downtown in Manhattan. And probably about 4 months after he started to go to kindergarten, my apartment started to look like an explosion of an artwork class. So a lot of paperwork and macaronis and a lot of different stuff that he brought from school that everyone categorized them as artwork. So that was kind of like the first trigger. And I remember when my parents came from Israel, my father, I mean, and we had to actually clean up the dinner table from all the stuff. My father basically took like a DSLR camera and started to take picture of all the stuff so we can put them on the side. I said like, wow, there must be an app for that or some kind of like thing that will help us take a photo and then save some of that, but let's get rid of some other stuff. And that's kind of like how it started. And basically it started by, oh, let's just take photos. But then when we took the photos, we missed a lot of information, like the age, the name, a caption, a story. So it just felt like there must be another thing that needs to be done in order to scale up this assumption that you either scan or take a photo of that.
Wow. So that's wonderful. So, and that, as you're talking, so how would you suggest, because around at least in this part of the country in the next few weeks, kids are going to be coming home for the summer, and they are going to be coming home with all that stuff. And then I actually have a neighbor who she's like, Janet, I just don't know what to do with all the paperwork. So how would you suggest parents use your app so they do not get overwhelmed when all of that paperwork just comes in the house?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, yeah, I mean, like in the last 6 years when I've been in the States, I mean, every time around this time of the year, the teacher is sending a message to the parents, hey, please send with your kids some paper bags and or other bags so we can actually put everything from the end of the year back to home. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of like overwhelming because they're coming with a lot of stuff that are really proud. So what I usually do, and when I spoke with other parents, we kind of like, so hopefully we get to use the app during the year, so there is a less stuff to do at the end of the year. But whatever comes at the end of the year, we start to kind of like first organize by, so we put it on the table, and we start to create a location for each one of the kids. And then we start to verify what the kids actually want to keep and what they don't. So we involve the kids in the process. And again, I mean, because as you said, I mean, kids are owning here so many stuff at the home. I mean, we definitely get the kids to learn how that we should not just keep everything, because it's probably not really sustainable and scalable. So they kind of like learn that they need to get rid of some of the stuff. But what they really want to keep, we depend on the age of the kid. We kind of like give them the app using our phone as parents, and they start to take picture of the artwork. One of the unique reason why they actually want to participate is because using the app, the Kitty app, you can actually have the kids talk about their artwork, narrate it, tell the story about it, the imagination. That's actually engaging them a lot, and they want to do and help organizing all their artwork. I mean, I think that one of the important things is, of course, to keep as much information as you can about the paperwork. Because differently from photos where we have some geolocation, or computer can detect faces, when it comes to paperwork and schoolwork, whatever we are going to put in today will be saved forever. But just a couple of months from now, if you don't put the information, you probably won't even know who is the kid who was making the artwork.
You know, I like the way you said how you got the kids involved. And how, you know, you broke things up in categories and you allow them to really kind of give a description of the artwork. And, but most importantly, that you really kind of share it with them that they really don't have to keep everything. And that's really good because you're actually starting them with some of the skills needed not to keep everything, because as you shared in the beginning, you were in an apartment And, of course, in an apartment, you just can't, you don't have room for everything. So that is a really great creative that allows people who are currently living in an apartment, but also in homes, just not to have all that paperwork. And also how you said you really need to do it periodically throughout the year so you're not overwhelmed at the end of the year. So that is, that's a really, really good app for everybody to have. So my next question is, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, and I call it my virtual green room, because in addition to artwork and schoolwork, there's other ways that you use the app to organize memories, photos. So could you just kind of explain to the listeners some of those other ways that you had shared with me earlier?
Sure. So one of the other things that we all love to do is to share photos and to share information. And it's kind of like keeping us busy because we get feedback, we get likes, we get comments. So one of the other triggers that, that caused me to start Keepy was that my parents, which are my kids' grandparents, are actually live remote in Israel. So one of the features we looked into developing is a way for the grandparents to privately get information about the kids, not on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. And in a way, as much as possible, be able to comment back on the artwork and on the memories in a way that the kid can understand, which is not necessarily through like or text comments, because the kids might be younger, but with voice and video comments. So that's actually opened a new way of communication between the grandkids and the grandparents, which are not FaceTime-like when you need to have the kids and the grandparents in one place in one time, and the kids usually don't have the attention span to stay too much. They usually end it up by, hi, bye, I need to go. In this case, they can actually comment back and forward using videos, and everyone can be happy about that. So we currently have about a million family members who is using the app, and about 15% of them are actually grandparents that were invited by the parents to follow, to be fans of their kids, of the grandkids. And one of the interesting situation was that grandparents, instead of like just commenting about photos or artwork or schoolwork that the parents were sharing with them, they started to take photos, not just of an artwork, but actually take photos from their own album and in a way scan the photos and add them to the family timeline on Keepy. But again, a photo by itself usually is missing a lot of information, and the story behind it is what's unique. So the grandparents are just using their iPad, and they don't need to have a special camera or anything else, to kind of like sit down with the iPad and talk about their own history. It could be about a picture from childhood or a picture from maybe their own parents. And in that way, they communicate and tell the story of their family, of their heritage, of the back to the grandkids using Keepy. And again, we never meant to have this using the app, but it just happened to be as simple enough even for the grandparents to use it.
And I think that it's really good because it helps really kind of preserve that family history from generation to generation, because like you said, we have all these photos, but a lot of times it's the stories behind them that really kind of impact us. And listeners, I did actually go to the website, and it's really nice, and you get to just kind of hear a narrative of the different history of the person, so you definitely
check
it out.
If you go to our YouTube channel, Keepy Me, you will see a couple of examples of how it's actually being saved.
Yes. So, Ophir, for someone who is just listening and is surrounded right now by the piles because, unfortunately, they're just listening and they didn't even know about your app, but they do, and they're going to download it. Or they may have family members. How would you suggest they really get started? Like for somebody who's just like looking like, oh, my goodness, I don't even know. They probably like want to cry. But how would you suggest that they get started?
So yeah, I mean, like if you kind of like in a situation where you already have boxes of paperwork and artwork in your garage and you kind of like piled it up because you wasn't really aware of the option to scan or to take a picture of it. I mean, what I would suggest is, again, I mean, like, first of all, it's always great to go through that, and it's just giving you a lot of boost of memorabilia and nostalgia. So that's always fun to go through the artwork and through the pile of paperwork. But in a way, I mean, like, you need to think about what makes you happy and what makes you want to save something. So some of it is actually you just really cared about, like, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, and it really meant a lot for you. But right now it doesn't mean anymore, so you might want to put it on the side. And some you actually want to keep forever, and you want to kind of like create a backup for the paperwork because the paper doesn't really stand for a long time. So you might want to take a photo of it and add as much information as you can remember about this memory. So I would basically go bag by bag or pile by pile and try to first of all make sure it's organized by kids. And then within the kids by grades. And then when you enter it to the app or you scan it, you just kind of like need to say like just approximately what day, what age or what grade it was. And the app will keep it organized by timeline. If you can name the teacher of the kid or which grade it was or which school it was, it's also great. And again, any information you can add right now will actually drive you to organize it now before you forget the information. And that's a good reason. And don't forget that, I mean, this could always be used for your next greeting card for Christmas, or you can make a collage out of that, or you can make photo books out of that. And that's kind of like another way to drive you to start digitizing all these great memorabilia.
Did you hear that, listeners? That's a great idea. You can actually use it when you organize it. Then you can begin the next things. Like Alfier said, you can do the Christmas. You got the birthday. There's a number of things. Oh, that's a great idea because you know a lot of times grandparents like those little personalized gifts more than sometimes those store bought gifts.
Yeah, and so, Father's Day is just coming across in a couple of weeks, so that could be like a great gift even for Father's Day.
And that is true. That is so true. That is right. Yeah, that's right. Why wait until all the way until the end of the year? You've got Father's Day coming up in a couple of weeks. That is right. Well, you have given us some wonderful ways to conquer. I know you've given me a lot of different things, a resource I can share with my clients and specifically one of my neighbors on how they can just kind of better manage all of that artwork and that schoolwork and also, but with my clients, a lot of the photos and the memories that they have in their homes and in their lives. So how can listeners, the app, download it? Where do they have to go? And your website as well.
Yeah, the app is called Keepy, which is K-E-E-P-Y from the keepsake word. You can find it on the Android and an iOS, on the Play Store or in the App Store. You can, of course, go to our website, which is http://keepy.me, K-E-E-P-Y.me. And you can contact me personally either through our Facebook page or on Twitter. Both of them are Keepy Me, the hashtag, of course, on Instagram, which is, I think, this is how me and Janet got connected. You can message me on Facebook or on Twitter, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And, of course, listeners, I always have a link on the show page directly to the website, and I am going to go on the YouTube page, and later on this evening I'm actually going to post one of the videos that I found very interesting from the Keepy YouTube page. So be sure to, if you're not already following me, be sure you are. So, Alfier, I thank you so much for taking time on this Monday to be with me as well as my listeners, and I hope to stay connected.
Thank you for having me, and good luck with all the back-to-school stuff, and don't forget to keep it as much as you can.
And I will definitely thank you up there and continue to have a great week.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
That was, of course, Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol. And, of course, this is a great time for you to just kind of take a few moments and get rid of some of the paperwork. And this is for the adults, the paperwork that we need to shred. But that was a great interview from Ophir and Keepy. And make sure you go to Keepy.me. And also go to Keepy, their YouTube page as well, with all the wonderful videos that will show you how you can use the app to really clear some of the paper clutter in your home and in your life, especially if you live in a small space. So make sure you do that as well. And again, there's a link, and later on I'm actually going to share with you one of the videos that I really liked, that I really enjoyed watching. It was a video, I believe, of his father, a fierce father, and he was just given a narrative of one of his photos, and I think that's a great idea for us to begin to preserve our history. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering all of you out there a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized and start today. And my audiobook selection for this week is Keys to Organized Simplicity, Simple Tips to Become More Organized by Ariel Horowitz. Again, the Keys to Organized Simplicity, Simple Tips to Becoming More Organized. And basically, this includes your home office, school, and other areas of your life. It shows you how to catch yourself before you start throwing things around, so to speak, and instead taking the time to be cognizant of being organized, which takes a little more effort, but is well worth it. So, again, this is the Keys to Organized Simplicity, Simple Tips to Becoming More Organized, which is my audio book selection for this week. Well, for those of you who may be in the need of getting organized, whether you need some help one-on-one or whether you're looking maybe for some group support, well, you need to check out my website at janetmtaylor.com. And, of course, my Get My Life Totally Organized group was created to help you be more organized in your home, your time, and your life, and give you the support you need. And, of course, it's a private group on Facebook. I've been doing monthly calls, but last month I did a live Q&A with the group, which it was very well received. And, of course, I constantly post information, inspiration. If you decide that you want to work on a specific area, all you have to do is post a photo of it or video, and I will give you strategies to help you organize that space. And what I am also adding on is that each person who becomes a member of the group, they get an hour session with me. And you know how much this costs for the first 30 days? It's only $1. But then after that, it's $7 a month investment on having a professional organizer help you on your journey to living an organized life. So what an investment that would be for you. So make sure you check it out. You can go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click on the Get My Life Totally Organized group. And then, of course, I also have the organizing sessions. If you are just looking for some one-on-one support, that's available as well, where I will work with you one-on-one. And, of course, I've still got the special going, so you can get some sessions with me as well for, like, half the price. So be sure to check those out as well. Well, it's time for Taylor's Tip Time. And this time is just going to be talk about organizing the kids for end of the school year. And these are just a few tips. Toss any paperwork in their bedroom and study area they no longer need. It might be a draft of something that they were writing on. It might have been an idea. It might have been a project they decided they didn't want to do. Toss it. The next thing is those papers they want to keep, if they have a copy on a computer or flash drive, consider keeping that instead of actually keeping the physical paperwork. But, of course, you know, if they have something that's got, you know, a great grade on it, then they probably will want to keep the physical copy or if they want to scan it. But, you know, definitely get rid of the stuff that they don't need. If they want to keep something because it is sentimental, consider scanning the paper so there's no physical copy. Use, number four, is use file boxes or filing cabinet to keep papers they want to keep because they may need to keep information about the extracurricular activities. Maybe they're applying to colleges and they have all of that information, so they want to keep that information as well. That's four. Number five is toss any supplies that are not usable, like broken pencils, pens that don't write, bags that have holes in them. Get rid of that stuff. And number six is clean out the book bags, the backpacks that they plan on keeping. So make sure you clean them out completely. The old batteries, the headphones that don't work, sometimes they may have wrappers to snacks and candy and things. So clean all that stuff out. So once again, go through and get rid of the paperwork they no longer need. If they have several copies of something, make sure they just keep it. If they have it on the computer or flash drive, just keep that. If they want to keep something for sentimental, like a piece of paper, scan it. Use file boxes or filing cabinet to make sure that they keep the papers organized. Toss any supplies that are not usable, like broken pencils, bags that have holes, and clean out the book bags and backpacks they plan on keeping. So those are my Taylor's Tip Time. And again, for those of you who are struggling to get organized, and who need someone to really work with you closely, I have my online session, so make sure you go to my website to find out more details about that. So let's go to Janet's Mailbag. First of all, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for all of you who are following me on social media. I thank you. And that includes Periscope as well as my Blog Talk Radio community. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for following me on Instagram as well. So today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. It starts at Tuesday. So I want you to donate or toss the old crayons. Donate or toss the old crayons. And tomorrow I will be posting a link on how you can donate those old crayons. And I'm going to put a little bit of my business out in the street. I've been going through my things, getting rid of stuff, et cetera, and I came across my crayons. Now, for those of you who've been listening, know that I'm in my 50s. So those are some old crayons. But there is an organization where you can donate those crayons. So that's my Toss a Tuesday tip for you. My app suggestion for the week is, of course, Keepy. And you can record, you can share, you can save, you can admire your kids' artwork without it taking up space. So that is my app suggestion for this week. My product suggestion is Mylar Protector Sheets from Exposure Online that helps you preserve a lot of photos and artwork, et cetera, without it being damaged or destroyed. And my repurpose suggestion is using cereal boxes. You know, kids like to get involved. So use some cereal boxes that help them create things to organize their stuff. So with my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion, you can always go to my Pinterest page where I am Janet M. Taylor. And I have apps that will help you keep stay organized board. I have products that will help you stay organized board. And I have a repurpose section board. So be sure to check it out. Well, my quote for this week is, the man who has no imagination has no wings. The man who has no imagination has no wings. And as, of course, Muhammad Ali said that. And as I think about the man who has no imagination, and you have to imagine yourself. For those of you out there who've been listening to me, who have been following me, who watch my podcast, listen to my podcast, watch my Periscopes. And for those of you who do not follow me via Periscope, either, you know, follow me on Periscope, I'm Organizer Janet, or subscribe to my YouTube page. Because each week, with the exception maybe of this coming weekend, I really try to give you 5 ways to organize things. And I'm taking it a little deeper. Before, it was just organizing your space. But now I'm really helping you organize your life. Like last weekend I did organizing just to have fun. What are some of the little things you can do? A few weeks ago, organizing, what are some of the things you can do to organize your time? And I'm excited because for those of you who are listening who do not follow me via social media, I would encourage you to do so because I am even going to get more organized with all of that because I have a wonderful young team of interns, and I am excited because they are really helping me be more organized. So moving forward, you know, we're going to be offering you some more tips, more information, some more resources on how to be more organized. But before I wanted to talk to you because about the organizing, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the time because I have been really getting a lot of questions about how to be more organized. But it seems like if we learn how to structure our time, and there's a couple of things I wanted to share with you. Number one is we, because of our schedules, whether you're working in the home, outside the home, you're working on projects. And I spoke to a client. I did a session this morning with a client. And because she was so heavily involved in a project which just ended, and she had to take a few days off just to recuperate from it. And I realized last week when I had to attend a training, and it was, I had to be at the training by 7:30 because they were serving breakfast, and then it was an all-day training, and then it was a little networking afterwards, which, of course, I stayed for. So it was basically a 12-hour day. And I didn't realize until the next day that I really needed some time afterwards just to recoup. Because, one, it was a very intense training, a lot of information, a lot of resources. And so by the time I got home, my adrenaline was high. But then I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. It was like, oh, I need a day just to recuperate because I was a 12-hour day for me. And I'm saying all that to say is when you are involved in things, whether it is planning a party, you got to plan the graduate, you know, you're getting your kids ready for graduation at prom, or you're working on a project at work, you need some moments the day after. Whether you sleep in a little later, you take the day off, you do a half a day, think about that. think about that when it comes to your time, because sometimes we rush back into things and we rush back in too soon. Because I remember for 2 years straight, every time I went away for the holidays, I would come back and I would get sick. And I couldn't figure it out, but it was because I would go away, I would come back, I would start working again. But now I go away, I take a day just to get myself, you know, a chance to rest, and then I get back into work. And that has truly made a difference. So one time management tip I have for you is that when you are involved in something and planning in something and it's taking a lot of your energy, take a moment that day after just to rest and recuperate. That's the first thing. The second thing is when you're involved in something like that and you're trying to manage your time and your life, write things down. And I mean write everything down. Write when you can do the laundry. Write when you have to do grocery shopping. Because if you don't, sometimes you will get in such a momentum of trying to stay on top of everything for that project, stuff at home will just go undone. So that is my suggestion to you, just to stay, even if just once a day, okay, today I'm going to do some grocery shopping. In 2 days, I'm going to do some laundry. In 3 days, I'm going to clean the bathroom, just so you'll feel like you're on top of it, so that when you do end the project, end the whatever you are working on, you won't turn around and look at your house and your life and it feel like it's a mess and it's just control. So that's number two. Number one is making sure you that day after you plan that in, but also throughout a busy project, you still stay on top of things by just organizing little things. And then for the junk room, I would suggest that that room, for that space that has become the dumping ground, you designate a purpose for that room, because that's when junk accumulates. That's when we get junk drawers, and we get the junk rooms, and we get the junk closets, and we get the junk this. It's because nothing has a designated space. So I'm telling you all of this because the kids are coming home. Whether they come, some of them are already home from college, pile their stuff someplace. The kids are coming home from school, and they're going to be piling their stuff. So begin to designate spaces, specific spaces where things will be kept and placed, but also making sure when they come home, whether they're coming home from college, you make sure that you corral stuff. When they're coming home from grade school, from middle school, from high school, you corral stuff. Don't allow it to go into that junk room. Don't allow it to go in that attic. Don't allow it to go in that garage to stay there until whether they go back to college or then in September or August or September, you start deciding to go through. No. Stop it at the door. Figure out what needs to stay, what needs to go, what needs to be donated, what needs to be trashed. Organize it and put it in a place so it will not just become another pile in your home and in your life. So I just wanted to kind of share that with you because it seems like those are a lot of the different questions I've been getting, specifically from people, from parents. So I am excited. Of course, next week I will not be with you because it's Memorial Day, and I have decided moving forward, after doing this podcast for over 7 years, that it's time for me to begin to look at my time and to really begin to enjoy life a little bit more than I already am. So I will not be here this week. I figured if the big stars can take their little vacations, so their vacation, so can Janet. So next week I will not be here, but we will be coming back strong because I will be sharing with you because it seems like every other person I know is moving. So I'm going to be coming back on that first Monday in June, which is Monday, June 5th, and I'm going to be talking about moving, how to be, organize your moves so you're not stressed out. Then, of course, we're going to be talking about the men in our life when we get ready for closer to Father's Day on how the men can be more organized. And then, of course, we're going to be ending June with the organized summer. What are some things we can do to be more organized during the summer? And I hope to be able to talk about a little bit more time as well. So those are some of the topics that we have coming up for us in June. I'm excited. I'm also excited because I've got some live, shall we say, events planned for the fall and up in 2018. So you'll be hearing more about that. If you are not on my mailing list, because we will be resuming that hopefully soon, make sure you go to my website and you download, you sign up to get the free ebook, which is 30 minutes or less. Simple tips you can do in 30 minutes or less on how to organize your life. And you know, you will get that as my gift for just signing up to my be on my list. So, again, next week is Memorial Day, so I, of course, want to wish all of you a happy and a safe Memorial Day. But I will definitely be coming back and sharing with you how to be more organized in your move. We're going to be talking about dads because it's Father's Day next month. We're going to be talking about how to organize a summer. And, of course, we're going to be throwing in definitely some time and how to better manage it. So I definitely want to make sure that whether you are looking for group support or individual support, that you go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, where I can help you organize your home, your office, as well as your life. So I truly want to thank you again for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, with your friends, and on your social media networks. And be sure, of course, to visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter